This is Between the Buttons. I'm Ian Green at Create World in Brisbane. I'm talking to Graham Barwell from the University of Wollongong and Christopher Moore from Deakin University. You guys have been doing some interesting stuff, putting digital communication students together with English Lit students studying Chaucer and getting them to work on machinima or machinima animations. What on earth do you think you're doing, and what, why? Who's going to explain this? Who can explain this? Graham.
Well, it all started because a year ago I happened to be talking to Chris about adaptations of Chaucer, and I mentioned how I had seen an adaptation in machinima form. And that got us talking. And
just, we might have to explain to some people in our audience who aren't as digitally literate as we are what we mean by machinima.
Machinima is using the 3D games engine to record the on-screen action that you then edit together in video editing software to produce a linear narrative.
Fabulous definition provided by a digital native. Now back to the old guys, me and Graham.
Simply put, it's a way of producing an animated video using an electronic game. So I was talking to Chris about seeing a version of Chaucer's The Pardoner's Tale, I think it was, which had been made by an American high school student and put on YouTube. And in the Chaucer class, I try very much to have the students look at the different ways in which Chaucer has been reworked over the centuries since he first wrote, and that includes film and television and music and books for children and cartoons and all those kinds of things. And so machinima seemed to us to be just another step in that process.
Yeah. At the time, I was lecturing in digital communications, and our students were making podcasts, they were making YouTube videos, we had excursions in Second Life, in virtual worlds, and one thing we weren't doing was making machinima, and I thought that was a way of expanding that curriculum.
Okay, so here's an obvious project for the digital communications students, the kind of interesting topic. There's stuff out there on YouTube already on it. They can kind of see what it's like, improve on it, all that kind of stuff. We can see what's in it for them. But our long-suffering, what are they, second-year English Lit students studying Chaucer, what are they doing as part of the project and what's in it for them? Presumably they're not doing kind of coding or anything like that. What are they doing?
No, they're not doing the coding. What they tended to do was to look at the tale that they chose to ask for it to be turned into machinima, and to really try and decide what were the key features in the tale, the key elements, mm-hmm. how it could be turned from a piece of poetry into dialogue, which characters could speak in a little film. In other words, to try and see how best what Chaucer had written so many centuries ago could be translated into a format which young people today could respond to. And young people today, not just in Australia, but around the world, given that this is going to go up on YouTube. So they had to think about the language and how best to represent what Chaucer had written in terms that were understandable to a modern English-speaking audience. So that was the key benefit, I think, for them.
Okay, so this is part of the kind of ongoing literary tradition and literary work of just kind of restaging classics in different contexts and in different frames, like Baz Luhrmann doing Romeo and Juliet, probably much, much better.
Exactly. I think it's really important for English students looking at old material, not just to see it as a kind of museum piece, but to see it in a way that is meaningful for them, and certainly some of that material Chaucer wrote so many years ago still speaks very strongly to contemporary audiences, but in order for it to speak to those audiences, it does need a bit of translation.
It was also a really great opportunity for students studying digital communications to work with other students in different disciplines and to work in collaborative small teams to try and attempt to translate those ideas that the Chaucer students were presenting them into actual practical outcomes. That interdisciplinary aspect of working across disciplines was one of the really exciting elements. I mean, yeah, it was great that they produced a McKinima video. But the thing about McKinima is that what's on the screen isn't really what the students get out of it. It's the experience of making it, working together, small teams producing it and uploading it, having that finished product that they can show others outside of you know, their university degree. That's the real appealing element of the project.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll put on our blog site, we'll put a link to the one of the products of this project, which is up on YouTube. But in terms of evaluation outcome, how do you feel it went?
Well, I think overall it was a success. This was the first time we'd done it, and we met a few problems that we hadn't anticipated. We generally got very strong support from our colleagues, both in IT and in other faculties, but university systems are not all that flexible.
Really? That's not a surprising thing to say.
Unfortunately, it's true. So that to do something that's a little bit outside the box does take a lot of work and a lot of support from a variety of people. And we were very fortunate in that everyone involved in the project, as well as, of course, all the students, who incidentally did this as a voluntary part of their classwork. It wasn't a required part, although they were able to use some of the experience in some accessible work that they did in each subject. So they didn't do it entirely for altruistic reasons. But no, we got a great deal of support. But there were some things that we hadn't anticipated. One of the things that we weren't expecting was the degree to which the students wanted to do their work outside of class times. And so we, another time when we do it, we'll make that much more part of the design of the project and make sure that students know how best to make that happen, because they had to spend some time trying to work out how best to do that.
One of the other unexpected outcomes of the project was that because we were using World of Warcraft, the game world kept changing on us. They were going through a big content patch. Yeah. The whole world was changing as a result of the game engine being updated. They were trying to film a scene in an inn, and the inn kept experiencing earthquakes. Other players kept wandering into shot. They had a very interested gnome who wanted to be part of the project in-game. So there was all these unexpected and kind of interesting elements that kind of added to the experience.
Yeah, something Chaucer would have loved and relished, I think. Now, we've been talking about some specific kind of outcomes for the English Lit students and the digital communication students, but in your presentation today, you've been talking a lot more sort of widely about digital literacies, we're going to call them. I mean, new kind of, I don't know, learnings, expertise that students need in today's world. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
One of the elements in I guess you'd say, the teaching and learning scholarship about you know, Gen Y millennial students is this idea that Mark Prinsky came up with, the idea of the digital native. But some of the research has actually shown that students in Australia and in America aren't really as cognizant of what they do in the digital era. You know, they update their Facebooks, they're active on Twitter, they're tagging images, they're creating blog posts, but they're not really aware of the kind of critical capacities that are that they can engage in through these Web 2 technologies. And so digital literacies are about getting students to recognise what it is they're doing and actually use them in critical capacities.
For the English students, I think the thing they got out of it was really thinking about how you would change a piece of work in textual form into something that is primarily visual, in which the text is just in the form of dialogue. And so thinking about another medium, in this case a digital medium, was particularly valuable for them, even though they didn't actually sit down and do any of the technical material. They tended to be the providers of the words and chose the particular tale and organised the scenes.
That's one of the nice things about making Machinima is there's no coding involved. The World of Warcraft on the Mac exports the video straight out to iMovie so that students can immediately see their results. They get an instant feedback of what's going on. They can cut, they can paste. They can then immediately upload that to YouTube. So it's very quick. It's very immediate experience for the students. They get a lot out of that, being able to see their work finish quite quickly. It's a really rapid turnaround, which is great.
Yeah, sounds good. So you're going to do this project again?
We'd like to, I think. It's certainly something we've both enjoyed very much, and we conducted focus groups with the two student teams at the end of the session, and they reported, you know, great enthusiasm. And certainly their actions also spoke that, because they invested their own time and resources into producing this, and so yes, we think it's well worth doing again.
The DXC students, they'd finished their assessments, but they kept coming back to make sure that the project was finished.
Okay.
So, you know, to see that kind of level of interest and involvement from the students in an age where it's really actually quite difficult to get students that excited about learning and knowledge production, if we can... Making it a bigger scale would be quite challenging. Mm. You know, getting a large group of students to do this would be challenging, but not an insurmountable challenge, one I'd like to take on.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I hope you come back to Create World in 12 months' time and report on an even bigger project. And one last question before you go and get ready for the big dinner tonight. You both strike me as very creative types, and you're aware we have a competition running at Create World for the best creative performance on an iOS device or group of iOS devices. So, you know, you should be thinking about a little kind of creative thing to do, because you might win a very big prize. So can I get a promise from both of you that you will present something before the end of Create World? Chris?
We will think about it over dinner.
Fabulous. And Graham?
Indeed, I will second that.
That sounds like a yes from both of them. Thanks, guys. This is Between the Buttons.
Excellent.